Now stay tuned for the Sunday morning wake-up call on 94.7 WPVC-LP Charlottesville. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Now here's your host, Rick Moore.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Everybody, Santa Claus will be here in just a few minutes. We'll be making phone calls out to all the lucky kids. That's right, Santa will be here. We have an elf coming too. That's right. That's the best part of every year, just before Christmas. Santa comes to visit the Sunday morning wake-up call. We'll have a reading of The Grinch in just a moment. Be prepared, get warm, get cozy, it's that time of year. All right, I hope you're ready for How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a mistletoe wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo gums and nasal pinks and wands.
Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-boo-hoo picks,
then run out and get some more.
Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzz o' fuzz and blither bloofs and buzz o' buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof on plant. Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of bafflers and 3 miles of snapper snoo. Hang dang donglers on the bathtub. Trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in Whoville and to every blessed Who, Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim me, trim you. Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and bills of pinks. And trim up the tree with bills of pinks and bugs.
And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming.
For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Who's, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he'd liked least of all, every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Who's would start singing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, and the more the Grinch thought,
I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how?
Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
I know just what to do.
The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked.
What a great Grinchy trick. Oh, with this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, "Get up!" And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square, "This is stop number one," the old Grinchy Claus hissed. And he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist, and he slid down the chimney. A rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two, then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Who stockings all hung in a row. "These stockings," he grinned, "are the first things to go." Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.
"You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel." "You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile."
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, the Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. "And now," grinned the Grinch, "I will stuff up the tree." And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said,
"Santa Claus, why, oh, why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?"
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick. He thought up a lie and he thought it up quick. "Why, my little tot," the fake Santa Claus lied, "there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side, so I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here." And his fib fooled the child.
Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire, and the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was quarter past dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sled, packed it up with their presents. The ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. Boo-hoo to the Who's, he was grinchously humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry. Boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes, then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came somehow or other. It came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas,
he thought,
doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And then, what happened? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day, and the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. And that's How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss here on 94.7 WPVC. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Thanks to Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel, Jesse Kay. Music digitally remastered by Suha Gur and Polygram Studios. No money made here. This is a free rendition. Again, no money made here. Just a community production. Thanks to Dan for helping out put this together. And there you go. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you very much. I'm back to Sunday morning wake-up call. Rick Moore here. I need to give a special thanks to 5-year-old Annika for her portrayal of Cindy Lou Who in this morning's reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Certainly one-of-a-kind reading there by Annika. Thank you so much, Annika. I think Santa is here, and he brought Clem down with him from the North Pole. Santa, are you here?
Yes, I am. Are we about ready for some phone calls?
Yeah, just about. I think Dan's getting the numbers together. And Clem is here with us this year. Clem, good morning.
Good morning.
And you're here. What's it like at the North Pole?
Well, it's very cold. Other than that, well, we're making a lot of toys. And that's pretty much what's been going on for the past year now.
I would think you take December 26th off, maybe, and then right back to work?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'll probably go to Caribbean for the day and then come back to work. The rest of 364 days.
That's a lot. Well, I'm going to turn the show over pretty much to you and Santa. All right, Santa, slip in the chair. I'll slide out and let you guys do your thing.
Yes, Santa.
You were talking about taking that vacation. Have you packed your bags already?
Yes, I have indeed.
One day. How big are your bags?
They're about, I don't know. Fill up probably a car.
How many elves do we have now as the world grows?
We have about over 300 billion.
How do we get everybody down to the Caribbean?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think some of them have to swim.
Oh, my goodness. busy. I can't keep track of everyone anymore. I used to know everybody's name.
Well, if you need to know anybody's name or anybody, you can just ask me. I know all of them. All 299,999,999,999 elves.
Caitlin? Trying to reach Caitlin and Kenzie.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Is this Caitlin or Kenzie?
Caitlin. Kenzie.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Do you know who this is?
It's Santa.
Oh, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to call and check and make sure that you're almost ready for Christmas.
Yes, only 8 more days.
Oh, 8 more days, you're counting.
Yes, sir.
Can you still be good for 8 more days?
Yes.
Oh, I'm packing the bags. There's so many kids to visit, and I want to make sure I have everything right.
Can you tell Rudolph I said hi, please? Do you know when I say hi, please?
Of course. I can tell everybody you said hi. We visit everybody. Can you tell me what I can bring you?
Can you say that again, please?
Can you tell me what we should bring you?
Yes, I want a troll.
A troll? Does your troll have a house? A troll house. I have my elf Clem here with me. Clem, can you put a troll house down for Kenzie, please?
Yes, I will get right to. I'll get right to that.
Okay, Clem's got a troll house in the bag for Kenzie. Caitlin, how about for you?
Can I have rollerblades, please?
Rollerblades for Caitlin, okay.
All right, rollerblades it is.
Clem has rollerblades for Caitlin in the bag.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Be good for the remaining 8 days.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cookies and cookies for you and carrots for your reindeer.
Oh, yes, please. Make sure to have cookies and carrots. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
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 Well, Santa, why don't you take a quick break? I'll chat with Clem for a second. Sunday morning wake-up call here, WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
11:33 here. Vince Guaraldi Trio in the background playing some Christmas music. Clem?
Yes.
Are you excited or worn out by Christmas?
Well, I'm a little bit of both. See, for Christmas, we have to prepare all of the kids' presents, and then, of course, we give them to you, bag them up, you know, wrap them, give them to you, and then you deliver them Christmas Eve.
Hello, Milo. Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, this is Clem calling. Is Isaiah there?
Isaiah, hold on. Hello?
Hello, this is Clem calling from the North Pole.
Hi, it's Santa and Clem calling from the North Pole. Merry Christmas.
Yes?
We're calling to check on everybody at the Monroe House. How are you today?
Good.
Only 8 days left.
Hi.
I wanted to know what we could bring you for Christmas.
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels? Are you sure that's what you need?
Yeah.
You don't need new socks.
Nope.
Okay, I'll see what we can do. You've been good all year. I see you're on the good, nice list.
Okay.
All right. Who else is there we can talk to?
Alexis and Alex.
Let me talk to Alexis.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Alexis. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Santa.
How are you today?
Good.
What can we bring you for Christmas?
Some LOL surprise dolls.
LOL surprise dolls. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, they are.
They are. Oh. Almost as wonderful as you.
I am wonderful.
You are wonderful. Oh, you are a wonderful girl. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Is Alex there?
Yes, Alex is here. You want to speak to him?
I do. I want to make sure to say hello to all the children in the house.
Don't forget Daniel.
Oh, I would never forget Daniel.
Here's Alex. Hey.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How are you today?
Good.
I have Clem, my number one elf, with me. So we're packing up everything. What can Clem put in the bag for you?
Ooh. What?
Yes, what would you want for Christmas?
Can you get me a play toy car?
A play toy car?
A play toy car? Well, I'll see what we can do.
And a dart gun.
And a dart gun? Oh, my.
Okay.
Clem, do we have any dart guns left?
I believe we do.
Let me see. Hot Wheels? Did you want any Hot Wheels, Alex?
Yes.
Hot Wheels. I know we have Hot Wheels. I can put some Hot Wheels in the bag for you. I'll check into those other things, too. Is that okay?
Yeah. And Santa.
Yes.
I'm sure you don't want to know it. I want about 2 million things that I want.
Well, you think about them tonight before you go to bed, and I'll be listening, okay?
All right.
Okay. Is there anybody else there I should talk to?
You should talk to Daniel.
Well,
Let me talk to Daniel.
Daniel, Santa wants to talk to you.
Y'all got it. Go give him a minute.
Doesn't want to talk to you right now.
Well, tell Daniel to think about me before he goes to bed tonight, and I'll be listening, okay?
Right. You want to talk to Quentin?
Okay, Merry Christmas to the family, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Bye, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Clam and Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Y'all have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Well, Clam, that's a few down. What time is it? 11:40. We still have a bunch to go. Let's take a quick break. Sunday Morning Wake Up Call here. Santa visiting Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. All kinds of excitement here in the studio when Santa comes to visit. Calling for Ellery. Is Ellery there?
Yeah.
Ellery, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, it's a great day. But it's awfully busy. I hear you're going to a football game. Is that true?
Yes.
I wanted to catch you just to say be careful and be safe and have a great day, but I wanted to make sure I had your last minute lift, your last minute list.
Okay.
So my number one elf, Clem, is with me, right, Clem?
Yes, I am.
So what can we get you? What do you want in the bag? We're packing up the bag.
Hold on. Sorry, I can't really hear you.
So, do you want Legos or socks or...
Yes. Yes.
You want Legos or socks or... Books or crayons or jewelry. What can we get you?
Legos.
I'm going to make sure we have Legos in our bag for you, Ellery. Can you remember to be good for the remaining 8 days?
Yes.
All right. I want you to be safe today, okay?
Okay.
You're with your dad, right?
Uh-huh.
You tell him to be safe driver.
Okay.
And I have to be a safe driver when I go round the world! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right. We've got other people to call. We'll keep going. Merry Christmas. All right, Clem, who do you want us to call next? I think
think we need to call Nathan. Nathan asked us to call him at a special time.
Okay, that's fine. Nathan it is.
Number one elf Clem calling.
Hello.
Special phone call for Nathan.
Hi, Nathan. Why is Jimmy talk funny?
Hi, Nathan. Santa asking if you'll leave me a cookie on Christmas Eve.
He's gonna come see you. He's gonna come to Granddad's house. Tell him what you would like for Christmas.
Hungry hippo and like fox.
Hungry, hungry hippo for Nathan. And I'll probably have some gifts for Caleb and Hannah, too.
You hear that? He's going to bring gifts for Caleb and Hannah, too. How do you know your brother and sister's name?
I know.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Say thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome, Nathan. I just wanted to call all the good boys and girls, and you are a good boy. So, Merry Christmas, and I'll visit wherever you are. If you're at your grandpa and grandma's house next week, I'll be there.
You hear that? He's going to Granddad's house next week.
So, Merry Christmas. I'm going to call some other kids now, so leave me a cookie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sorry, Santa. Some kids are harder than others. Aren't they, Caleb?
Yes, they are. Indeed, they are.
How do y'all, I always want to ask Santa this. He doesn't always, he just gives me that wink. Doesn't always answer it. How do you get into the houses without chimneys?
Oh, without chimneys? I'll usually use crowbars.
No wonder he doesn't answer me.
Yeah.
I don't want to give that up.
Yeah, because, I mean, he could kind of, he would probably go to jail for that if he ever got caught. So, he usually keeps that a secret.
Ho, ho, ho. Trying to reach Kinley.
Hi. Clem calling from the North Pole. Is this Kate, Kinley?
Yep, this is Kinley.
Hi. Santa would like to talk to you.
Ho, ho, ho. Hi, Kinley. This is Santa.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
It's a great day here at the North Pole.
Thanks for calling.
How is it where you are?
I've been a good girl.
I heard you've been a good girl. I want to check in and make sure I bring you a special present.
Thank you.
So, what can I bring you?
A treehouse.
A doll treehouse?
How did you know?
I'm supposed to know many things.
That will be great.
My elf Clem helps me find out many secrets. And then he helps me on Christmas Eve. So we'll bring you a doll treehouse. Is that okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Only 1 week to go. Can you make it?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. We'll be there in 1 week. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kenley.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We're going to call some other kids. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Clem from the North Pole. May we speak to James?
James?
Trying to reach James!
Hi.
Hello, this
Hi.
Is Clem from the North Pole. Santa would like to talk to you.
Hi, James! Merry Christmas!
Thank you.
I'm just checking in on all the kids in the house. Want to get ready for Christmas. Need to update my list. I heard you're on the good list. You're on the nice list. You help with the toys for tots. Is that true?
Yes.
Anything special we can get you for Christmas?
What would you like for Christmas? Lego set and Nerf guns.
A Nerf gun! Clem, can we get a Nerf gun for James, please?
Yes, we can get a Nerf gun for James.
All right. One Nerf gun for James. Keep up the good work, James.
Thank you.
How about, is Kylie there?
Kylie.
Hi.
Hi, Kylie. Merry Christmas. What can we get you for Christmas?
For Christmas.
A Jerry doll, Barbies, clothes,
some new socks.
Yes.
Some new socks. Oh my. I have lots of socks here. Nobody ever wants my socks. How about a Jerry girl? Write that down, Clem.
All right, Jerry girl it is.
Clem's my number one elf. All right, Kylie, keep up the good work. I hear you're a good girl on the nice list. Good to know. I like your family. Is Brendan there?
Brendan? Who is it?
Hello.
Hi. Merry Christmas. Hi, Brendan. I'm checking in to see what we can get you for Christmas. Christmas Eve is almost here.
What do you want for Christmas?
A Nintendo Switch, Mario Kart 8, Super Mario Odyssey, Lego sets, and Nerf guns.
Ooh, that's a lot of good stuff.
Yes, it is.
You know what I've got? I had a secret idea for you, though, Brendan. I bought a Marvel Legends action figures.
Ooh.
I don't give those to just anybody.
Yes, that's what you want, right?
Yes.
Ooh, special gift, Clem. Write that down.
All right.
But keep, put it in the secret code. I don't want everybody thinking they could get that.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Brendan. How about Gracie? Is Gracie there?
Hi, Gracie.
Hi.
Hello.
Merry Christmas, Gracie.
Thank you.
What can we get you for Christmas?
What you want for Christmas?
Barbies, Dream House, Barbies.
Ooh, Barbies. That's some good taste in toys. Barbie it is. Let's get Gracie some good Barbies.
Yes. You need Barbies, don't you?
All right. How about Natalie? Is Natalie there?
There, it's Santa.
Merry Christmas, Natalie.
And Merry Christmas, Santa.
Hi, Natalie. What can we get you?
What do you want for Christmas?
Paw Patrol. What a great idea. Paw Patrol Sea Patroller. How about that?
Tell them your birthday is the day after Christmas.
Oh, and you're going to be 5, aren't you?
I knew you were going to be 5.
Oh, 5 years old. Turn in birthday right after Christmas. That's hard. I know. Oh, that's hard. But happy birthday and Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday.
All right. Well, we got a couple other people to call. So happy birthday and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Santa.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, Santa.
Bye.
All right, guys, we got to wing in one more real quick, and then we're moving on to the Hispanic music. We're calling Cooper. Can't leave Cooper out. Nobody can be left out at Christmas time.
Hi, Cooper. This is Clem calling from the North Pole. Santa would like to talk to you.
Oh, hello. Trying to reach Cooper.
Oh, come here, buddy. Hello?
Hello. Merry Christmas. Is Cooper there? I heard I got a message from Coop to Hoop was reporting back to me that I needed to give you a quick phone call. Only a week left to go, so I wanted to call Cooper and say hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I know you just saw me on Friday, but wanted to remind you just a week to go, you continue to be respectful of everybody like you normally do.
I will.
Thank you very much. That's important for 6-year-olds, you know. And then those Pokemon cards probably will show up on Christmas Day. All right. I hope you had a good day in church.
Okay. Thank you.
And you know what? I'll probably have a special gift for Emily and Remy, too. I know you love them. All right. So Merry Christmas, okay? All right.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And another Christmas show ends, even if it did take an extra minute or two. My apologies to the Spanish program. Everybody, have a Merry Christmas. Next week, we'll be talking about Christmas around the world. Adios, my friends.
This has been the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. The Wake-Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Production assistance and engineering from Sean McCord and Mike Friend. Be sure to join Rick next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for the Wake-Up Call, only on WPVC LP Charlottesville.